This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I got a lot of respect for CJ Stroud and his body of work and what he's been able to do in this league over a short period of time. But I'm also very respectful of the veteran presence that Davis Mills provides. I think he went 3-0 this year as a starter. He threw 5 touchdowns and 1 interception over the course of that span. And I just think that when you're able to absorb the negativity of playing without your quarterback and maintain your offensive rhythm and take care of the football, I just think that's an asset to a collective. And to be quite honest with you, I think that 3-game stretch that he had was really the catalyst for this 9-game stretch that they're on.
I still think that's one of the weirder things Mike Tomlin has done at one of his press conferences all year. Usually it's nonstop tire pumping. And look, he did some of that with Houston. He credited their defense, and he did say complimentary things of D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the team. He spent more time giving Davis Mills credit for the Texans making the playoffs than he did CJ Stroud.
Why do you think that is?
I'm baffled by that.
Is he deliberately trying to, like, downplay Stroud?
I don't know.
Is he trying to create bulletin board material down there?
No, that wouldn't make sense. The one time he saw Stroud, he got lit up by him.
Well, right. Is he trying to work him into a shoot?
I don't understand it.
Let's get a...
But I don't understand a lot of what Tomlin does in the playoffs. That's why he hasn't won a game like this in 8 years.
Adrian. Yes, that Adrian in the YouTube
chat. What up, Adrian? Long time no speak, brother.
For as smart as
I hope you're over that gout.
For as smart as Chris is in books or literature, he's that effing stupid when it comes to football.
Jeez.
I hope both of these two lose all of their money that they bet on this game. He also had even nastier words for you.
Man. Well, you don't want to.
Andrew's been rooting for the Steelers, acting like a fan, and now that it's actually here, he wants to be an effing turncoat. What an effing moron. I really hope both of these two lose all their
money. All right, so let me get this straight. Just, you know, let's respond to this nonsense. Is this Adrian still?
Oh, yeah. He could call in, but he says we'll just cut him off if he does.
You're not a fan if you think going into a game they're going to lose?
Correct. That seems to be the theme today.
How is anybody a Pirates fan then? They haven't won a playoff series since 1979. How does anybody root for them? How does anybody root for Pitt?
They haven't
won a national championship since 1976. I mean, so if you think your team's going to lose, you're not a fan? This is what they've done to me. Win a playoff game more recently than the Browns, Bengals, or Ravens in your own division. Win a playoff game more recently than like 23 other NFL teams, and I would be more bullish. I've said they have a chance. I've said they could win. I said I think this game will be closer than the last 6 in terms of not just the optics or cosmetics of what the final score looks like. They lost last year's game to Baltimore 28-14. It wasn't even that close. They lost even more disrespectfully than by 2 touchdowns.
Correct.
This is what they've done in the playoffs. And it's just bizarre. People like Adrian, who's called in incessantly during the year and said, Tomlin's the problem. Fire Tomlin. He's not good enough. Now, you want to talk about turncoat? You've turned coat on that opinion. If you're saying the Steelers are going to absolutely win this game, so suddenly you believe in Mike in these games. I'll keep asking that question. Suddenly now, that's the high ground take to say Mike's going to win one of these games. Okay, that's news to me. Because for years, people have said that's the reason why the Steelers can't go anywhere, because of their head coach.
I think their path to victory in this game is pretty simple. I do think like people believe in Mike, as I said at the start of the show, in games that they think are going to play out like this one will, which is low scoring and kind of a slugfest, which I absolutely think it could turn into. I still think that the Texans have an advantage in a slugfest because I've seen them win a bunch of them this year. I don't think that's a good offensive line, that good of an offensive line in Houston. I do think they can be had. They don't run the ball. I do think there is a chance here for the Steelers to turn them into a one-dimensional outfit. But I would caution people, as much as I think all those things can happen, they can easily do the exact same to the Steelers. And at that point, the best you get is, I hope our guys can make one or two extra plays than their guys. And that's if the Steelers shut their offense down.
Here's Dan in Pittsburgh. Hello, Dan. You're on the Fan.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Good. I think there's four key things that are different from all the years. You got Coach Rogers running the offense. You have, I think our backfield is a lot better than it used to be. Najee Harris, Warren, I think Gainwell and Warren are better than those two.
I'll agree with that part. That's a big upgrade. They're the only two backs on the same team this year to have over 1,000 scrimmage yards.
You can't possibly believe the first one you said, though.
Coach Rogers.
You can't possibly believe that.
You don't believe the checks at the line and
what did
and,
they do for
know,
them in Cleveland?
Well, hold on. It's not only that.
Wait a second. You want to say Cleveland? Who was wide receiver one in Cleveland?
Okay. The same guy who was wide receiver one basically against the Ravens.
Fine.
Okay. Who was wide receiver two in Cleveland?
Okay, that's fine. Like, you're going to cite the Cleveland game. My point is, you're saying hold on. Let me talk for a second. Then I'm going to let you rebuttal me.
Go ahead.
You said this is different. When this playoff drought started, they had Ben Roethlisberger as their quarterback pre-elbow injury. They lost at home to Blake Bortles and gave up 45 points. You think Aaron Rodgers right now is better than Ben back then?
Who is the supporting cast for Ben?
Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown!
Okay. What about the offensive line? The offensive line is significantly better than it was when they had Ben at the end of the year. Yes or no?
So wait a minute,
you're
trying to make an argument that Rodgers now is better than Ben back then. Am I hearing this right?
I had four key things.
We can get to them. But we need to finish this debate first. You think Rodgers now is better than Ben back then?
He has them believe it.
I lied. I don't want to hear any more. I'm sorry. Let's go to Bryant McFadden, who joins us, a two-time Super Bowl champion who won rings with Ben. Do you agree with that, B-Mac?
What? I heard a lot of hollering going on, so clearly y'all fired up.
Pony is in extreme... Like, B-Mac, did you ever see two of your buddies arguing in some form or fashion, and they're yelling at each other, and you're just kind of sitting back, enjoying it?
We just had a caller describe why this Steelers team is different from the last six that have lost playoff games. And he said it's different because they now have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And I pointed out to him, well, when they lost games at the beginning of this run, they had somebody named Ben Roethlisberger as their quarterback who was still in his 30s and hadn't blown his arm out yet. And I said, so you think Rodgers now is better than Ben back then? And he wouldn't answer the question. He thinks that these two guys are close, and I think that's ridiculous.
Which Ben are we
pre-elbow
injury,
referring to? 2017.
Killer Bees, Ben.
Yeah, he also said, well, who? He also goes, who was Ben's supporting cast? Yeah, like he didn't have anybody.
Killer Bees, Ben.
Nah, that Killer Bees, Ben, was different.
Thank you.
Like, yeah, he was different, man. He was.
And they still.
Didn't he throw for like 5,000 yards one of those seasons?
Oh, yeah.
And they still lost to Jacksonville at home, which is why I'm worried about Monday night. But that's okay. How are you feeling about Monday night's game? You got a good vibe about it? You're a defensive guy, and here comes the number one defense in the NFL, B-Mac.
Yeah, they are. They're a hell of a defense. They're really, really good, yo. I am not going to lie. I really love watching the Houston Texans defense, because they play defense how we used to play. They fly around, and they put their Rydell on you. They try to impose their will. It's like when you watch them play, you feel their hits. It's very, very impressive. But I'm not worried about this matchup because I'm not worried about their offense.
Man.
Let's keep it real now. And y'all talked about this Big Ben and Aaron comparison, right? But let's compare C.J. Stroud and Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Right? And you just their body of work in 2025, who do you trust more?
I mean, Stroud, I think, has still been pretty good. I think it's about a push, honestly.
And I disagree because Aaron has been better than C.J. Stroud. And actually, there was a quick quick, minute argument. When Davis Mills stepped into the offense, he was playing better than C.J. Stroud was before C.J. Stroud's injury.
Tomlin brought that up. Tomlin brought that up.
Yes, yes. I've been watching Houston the entire season. This last two or three weeks of C.J. Stroud has really, really been good. But before that injury, he was struggling. And I'll say this much. The defense has carried their offense more than anything. Anything. So when you look at the past postseason games for the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yep,
and the teams they've played against, they had high-level quarterbacks. When you talk about Lamar Jackson, what, last year? When you talk about Josh Allen the year before that,
right,
those teams had high-level quarterbacks,
yes,
that could win and take over ball games and lead. This 2025 C.J. Stroud is nowhere close to being to those quarterbacks.
Well, he's better than Blake Bortles, though, and Bortles came in here and put 45 on him, B-Mac.
That was 25 years ago.
Well, it's part of this playoff win drought.
I mean, I'm just saying that was 25 years ago, right? That was 25 years ago.
Well,
all I'm saying is
Aaron Rodgers' last success in the playoffs is even longer than that, B-Mac. You got to go to 2010.
All I'm saying is when you look at all the teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
If you had to pick.
Uh-oh, you're cutting out here. If you had to pick what? You still
offense.
There?
Offense. Yeah, you hear me?
Yep, got you.
Yeah. Yeah, all I'm saying is this. If you had to pick a matchup in the AFC playoffs amongst all the AFC teams.
Yes.
To come to Pittsburgh, give me Houston.
Over the Chargers?
Yes.
Wow. I thought you were a defensive guy. I thought defense won championships.
Guy.
Well, here comes the best one.
But Justin Herbert can do things. That offense can be more.
Not if his
difficult.
Offensive line is made out of paper mache, and that's what it looks like.
But look at the Houston Texans offensive line.
Stroud's been sacked one time the last 4 games.
I understand that. Every now and then a dog gets a bone.
That's a month of bones.
How are the Steelers going to keep Aaron Rodgers upright? Because that's 27 sacks coming off the edge coming at him.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been phenomenal getting the football out of his hands.
Yep.
And I love his experience. So it's not just about the offensive line keeping him upright. It's his ability to get the football out of his hands.
Will their corners just press our guys? Will Lassiter and Stingley give those guys space at the line to make quick catches, you think?
I think they're going to press a lot. I mean, they press a lot the entire season. That's the best duo of cornerbacks in the National Football League.
And then they got
Alshon. Kicking against the best duo of
B-Mac,
corners.
They also got Alshon Jaire in the middle, and he like beats people with wrenches. He hits them so hard.
You're going against everything you've believed in for 30 years watching football.
I'm not going against it. I'm just saying those guys play football, but are they undefeated?
No, they've won 9 in a row, though.
Okay, but are they undefeated?
No.
They've been beaten, right?
Well, the Rams did win their division. You're going to tell me you're picking them to beat the Panthers on Saturday because Carolina did?
I'm picking the Rams, no question. Hold on. That's not the same thing.
Carolina beat them earlier this year by 2 scores.
Also true. Not by 2 scores.
We just saw Riley Leonard have a career day against that same defense.
He did look good in the first half. I brought that up to Chris. That is 100% accurate.
Yeah, we saw Alec Pierce just have a career day before getting ejected against that same defense.
I agree with you. You're right.
So they have been vulnerable.
We also saw the Steelers offense score 6 points 2 weeks ago if we want to play that game.
I've also seen this defense beat Patrick Mahomes into submission in his own building.
Also true.
Anybody beat Pat Mahomes this year?
Well, they sacked Josh Allen about 11 times.
Now we're slandering Patrick Mahomes here?
No, we ain't slandering Patrick Mahomes.
And you said everybody beat him up this year.
Well, he's not wrong.
Like a pinata.
Chris, he's not wrong, though. He's not wrong about that.
They finished third in the division.
He's not wrong
about
that.
They finished third in the division. What am I wrong about? Everybody took advantage of Patrick Mahomes this year.
You're not wrong about that.
And one thing I say about the Pittsburgh Steelers, guys, and you guys know this as well, and if I'm lying, please say, B-Mac, stop.
Okay.
Say, B-Mac, shut up. If I tell a lie with this statement I'm about to make,
right.
One thing I know about the Pittsburgh Steelers, in 2025, unfortunately, they play up or down to their opponent.
You could say that about them for the last 20 years, I would say.
No, we're talking about 20 years, I know. But you keep like going back in the past. We're talking about right now.
Okay.
They play up or down to their opponent. In playoff football, you only can play up because you're playing against great teams.
That's kind of true. I mean, they played five playoff teams this year and lost to four of them. They beat the Patriots. There's the win. They lost to the Bears. They lost to the Packers. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Bills. And two of those games against the Chargers and Bills, they did not look good at all. So, I guess. I mean, if one
did
and four versus
Seahawks?
Playoff
they lost
teams,
to the Seahawks.
Oh,
too.
1-5.
Badly.
Yeah, but not badly. I mean, Caleb Johnson made the mistake of the century in that game.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
So here's the bottom line for me, B-Mac. I give the Steelers a chance to win this game. But I'm not picking them to win because they're going against the number one defense in the NFL.
I'm not afraid of that defense. And you shouldn't be either.
And Chris across from me said, this team reminds me of the 08 Steelers with that defense. How about that blasphemy?
No. We were different.
Because you guys were actually allowed to hit people. If this defense had been transported back in time, they'd have been taking people's heads off too.
This defense is outstanding, but our defense is a little different, man. We did things different in a different way. And we also were top two in the AFC we finished. Like, we won our division. Like,
yes.
We were different, right? And we held 13 straight opponents under 300 yards.
That's impressive. Yeah, this Texans team just let Ashton Gentry go for big yards against them a couple of years
ago. But you guys did get rocked by the Titans in week 16 that year.
Yeah, but then Chris Johnson and Lendale White.
Screwed
around with the Terry Mattel.
We needed that. We needed to get humble a little bit. That's what we needed.
Maybe Riley Leonard humbled the Texans in that first half.
All right, B-Mac, who you picking and who's going to be the MVP of this game?
Man, I'm picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. Y'all got me fired up already. Talking about our number one defense. Somebody ain't scared. We're not scared of them folks.
I thought we might get you so fired up you'd accidentally swear in this interview. I think we're getting under your skin.
I ain't going to swear. I might say freak, but I ain't going to swear. I ain't going to say F-U-C-K. All right? I'm a PBS special. I bleep out my cuss words. All right? Hey, but check this out. Last stat I'm going to give you before I give you who I'm picking, even though you guys know who I'm picking. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they haven't lost a home Monday night game since 1991?
That is correct. The technicality is there. They lost a Monday afternoon game to Washington during COVID. But yeah, let's say they haven't lost a Monday night game since 91.
Yeah, so ain't no technicality. That's a trend that you got to follow. You can't turn your back on that type of trend. And that's like what I said last week going into the Baltimore Ravens game about their numbers against the Ravens. And when Mike Tomlin has been the underdog against the Ravens, he's 7-1.
Yeah.
He was 7-1. I follow trends in football. I follow trends
in sports. Trend is this coach has lost 6 straight playoff games. Does that trend not count?
That trend will end because of the Monday night trend. The Monday night trend trumps
trend versus trend.
That's what we're doing. We winning this, baby, and we're going to be fired up. I want everybody to lose their voice come Monday. Matter of fact, where's the mayor? Is the mayor listening? I think Monday should be a indirect holiday where no one has to go to school or work. They need to get ready for the game Monday.
Mm.
Since it's been such a long drought since we had our last playoff win,
yeah.
I think they should treat Monday, nobody go to work, you have the day off, no school, we're getting ready for this game to support our guys.
And who's the MVP?
My MVP is Aaron Rodgers. You done got me fired up by Aaron Rodgers.
I knew it.
You did. Like, he's supposed to be afraid of this defense. I'm going A-Rod.
I mean, the last time he faced D'Amico Ryan's defense in the playoffs, he scored 10 points.
Oh, here we go. I don't remember that. We didn't even have HD television back then. How long ago was that?
Pony, you know what the problem is for us in this whole thing?
What's that?
You and I think they have a chance, but we both are, it looks like, going to pick the Texans to win the football game. But if we're right, we can't take a victory lap on everybody and finger wag. We can't have B-Mac come on next week just so he could take his medicine. We can't have all these callers call back in. No one wants to hear
B-Mac,
us do that.
Speaking of playoff games, I just want to run a quick one by you. So I have no life. And the other night, I'm watching back the Steelers-Bengals playoff game when you guys started your run in 05 when you went there and beat them and Carson Palmer got hurt and Kimo Van Olhoffen took him out and was sick over it. So it's early in the game and something's going on with TJ Houshmandzadeh and you are right up in his face screaming at him. And the referees are separating you and Phil Simms and Jim Nantz are talking about how you're getting into it with Houshmandzadeh. What was that all about? Do you remember?
I can't remember what it was about, but quick story about that game. So when Carson got injured and the stadium went crazy, their coaches were cursing out our players and the intensity went up to another level.
Yep.
And I remember I started crying on the sideline.
What?
And they were like, B-Mac, what's going on? And I'm like, I wish Coach LeBeau would call Nickel because I want to get out there and get in a fight. I want to fight somebody right now. Please call. Can you hurry? Because, you know, back then, everything was kind of base formation
sure.
until third
yeah.
down came and you come in with Nickel or dime.
Yep.
And I was a Nickelback at that time. I was yep. third corner. I'm like, Coach, please call Nickel. I want to get out there and fight with these guys. And to your point, that's probably what led to that situation with me and TJ. I just want to get in there and get in the fight because I saw my guys out there fighting. And I wanted to fight. I wanted to get bloodied up a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted some of that smoke. That's the type of atmosphere it was, and that's what we did. It was personal. Hmm.
At any point, did you think John Kitna was going to actually cook a little bit? Because he started off red hot.
No. We knew that Cincinnati, and even though they had Carson, without Carson, but even with Carson, we knew Cincinnati was Cincinnati.
And then Chris Henry got hurt on that same play, too.
Yeah.
Came out.
Yeah.
Late Chris Henry.
Yes. Those are epic battles.
Did you know that Chad?
Mind,
and then you had to defend Kevin Walter the rest of that
that's
game.
Correct.
Yeah, Kevin Walter could run though. He has some burners.
But apparently Chad Ochocinco or then Chad Johnson was tailgating. With,
yeah. Did you know
Bengals
that?
B-Mac,
the game was later
day.
In the afternoon, and he was out in the parking lots before the game eating hot dogs and stuff.
I didn't know that. No, yeah. I didn't know.
Well, now he's going to box James Harrison. Who are you going to pick in that one? I think we lost him.
You guys hear me? I'm here.
No, we lost you. What'd you say?
I say, yeah, man, those were epic battles, though. But that's probably what that sequence was about, man. I was crying on the sideline when they finally called Nickel.
No, you missed what I heard. I said, now Chad Johnson's going to box James Harrison. Who are you going to pick in that one?
That won't never happen. He's too smart to do something that dumb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.